one thing all week that has happened on the show. There's actually two. One, Joe Rose is out. Three, Hollywood's out. And Biff is in control of the music.
We got Michael Jackson to start the day?
This is not Michael Jackson. I thought for a second it
wasn't. Okay. I was
this is Weird Al and Just Eat It instead of Just Beat It.
Oh, that's Eat It.
It's an interesting way to start the show. Good morning, South Florida. How are you?
A little different. Hollywood and Biff running the music, right?
When you say a little bit different, you're talking about hot water and cold water. You're talking about oil and water. You're talking about...
This is the first time you mentioned Hollywood all week.
No, it's not. This is the happiest we've been all week long here in the studios.
It's about to come to an end.
Well, you know what? Here's the difference also. And this is kind of the inside stuff here at QAM. So you're welcome for me giving you that, this information now. Starting next week, we will be in the new studios. We're moving. There's 7 radio stations all going to be combined into one area, I guess you could say. And we're moving our studios to a brand new, luxurious, state-of-the-art, blah, blah, blah studios. It's all starting Monday.
It's curious to come in this morning and you see, I guess, what's of most value because the wall is emptied of pictures.
Emptied. It's ridiculous because you look around the building right now and the pictures are taken off the walls. We look like we're moving. We look like we're done. Like the building is like we were all told in a memo to basically have all your stuff cleaned out by the time you leave on Friday.
Now, your stuff consists of what?
I have an office. I'm one of the rare people.
You have an office.
I have an office.
I didn't know that. I never
heard
that.
Len, our program director, is in the corner up here, and right next to his is my office. Now, when the former CBS radio people were here and running the show instead of the Entercom people, Ryan McGuire was our program director, and Ryan had put me as assistant program director. I was the APD here, kind of the off-the-book, on-the-book APD. When he needed me to do stuff APD-wise, I was the APD. When he tried to give me busy work, I told him I'm not APD anymore.
So that constitutes an office.
So I got an office.
I was wondering in radio land how this works.
It's not easy to get an office in radio land. I have a key to the door. I can go lock it right now and no one can go in there, even though there's nothing in there
right
now.
What's in there? I got to take a peek in this.
Old papers from Falero that he used to use half my office when I was on the show in the afternoon where he would get organized in there. The problem is that Falero has left WQAM about a month ago or close to it. And Falero left all of that sitting there. So now I'm in charge of throwing out 17,000 sheets of paper that are just scattered all over that room. The desk consists of, there's about 5 or 6 drawers in there. I have no idea what's in them. I've never looked. For all I know, there's $1 million in cash. Or, you know, probably cockroaches.
And a refrigerator, I'm hearing.
Ryan McGuire's best thing he's done since he left as program director was give me the refrigerator up there to put in my office, the one that we had up here for everybody that I put in my office that now we have for everybody. But now I got to take it home. I was told I have to either leave it here for the dumpster or I take it home, and now I have a fridge for my man cave at home. I don't know if my wife's going to be appreciative of that, but I'm doing it.
Everybody's a little, there's moving anxiety in this building.
There is. Now, more downstairs and upstairs, and there's another building that's moving. We are combining 7 stations, including starting, I believe, Monday morning, if everything works the way it is, we're going to be legitimately right next to the guys at the other sports station. And when I mean right next to them, I'm talking the way we're looking at Biff right now in the other room on the glass. That will be the morning show for the other station.
Well, there'll be fist fights during commercial breaks, right?
Like Romberg and those guys.
Back.
Yeah,
did you ever see the movie Anchorman?
There's going to be an Anchorman style.
That's what's
going
to be.
Except Power 96 is in there. Kiss Country's in there. The Beach, The Shark. There's 7 stations all going to be within a, I would say, 20-yard range. All 7 stations.
I love radio. See, newspapers, The Sun Sentinel. I remember the publisher asking me, hey, we were thinking of changing our name, or what could we change our name to make it more high profile? And my answer was change it to the New York Times. That
smart.
People have heard of that, right?
Of course.
But in radio, it's The Beach, The Shark.
The Beach, The Shark. I forgot the other name. I got
The Ticket.
The Ticket. Well, we're The Ticket, and we're just, you know, WQM. We don't have like a fancy name. We're just sports guys.
Maybe that's what you need. What do you think?
We're a heritage station. We never really had a name before. I know for a while, guys came in here that tried to do their own thing, and PDs or people like that and said, let's hashtag the Q, or let's do.
Oh, right. I remember it was the Q
for a
while.
We were the Q for a while. When George Sedano and Andy King were running the show for a while, they wanted to change it to a little bit hipper and this and that, and they changed it to the Q. The day that Andy King left the building, the program director came in here and said, if you call it the Q, you're suspended. I do not like that. It's amazing when people come in here and new faces and this and that. That's some of the behind-the-scenes stuff, folks.
Big power play. I didn't know this stuff was going on.
Yeah, this is behind the scenes. And you know what? Since we're moving buildings, we're not leaving any secrets in the building. One thing I am upset about, because we are moving a lot of things in and out, is on our door here, we have a picture of Mandich. Studio 88. This was branded Studio 88 right after Mandich passed away. And it's one of those door-like stickers, and I don't think it comes off.
What about taking the whole door with you?
I'm just guessing at this point, before the show is over tomorrow, I will have Biff with an electric screwdriver or something taking that door down.
I'll bring my power tools tomorrow.
Bring your power tools in tomorrow, because we're not leaving that thing here.
Somehow I don't think Biff operates power tools.
Actually, the scariest thing I've heard all week long now is the fact that he's got his power tools in his house and he might bring them in.
Hey, back in the day, I worked construction. I know how to use a power tool.
The kid is 16
years old.
He's
23, yeah, and he's saying back in the day. Yeah. You have to be at least 35 to say back in the day,
Dave,
right?
You want for 1 second to feel like old man? Because I don't like doing this to anyone, but I'm gonna do it to you right now. What year were you born in, Biff?
96.
96. I was in my second decade of working in 96.
Yeah, 96. Yeah. To make it worse also for even me, I graduated high school in 97. So, like, even at that point, it still is kind of the old man thing, you know, doing that to you, and I don't mean to do that to you. I do it to Joe all the time.
I do it to myself.
You do it to yourself.
Don't tread lightly here.
It's not one of these things where during a break, Dave's going to punch me in the face for doing that to him. I would say there's a lot of history in this building, but we were in another building before we moved here. This is the Kiss Country building for a while. We had a meeting yesterday. We're talking about a lot of the sports stuff going on Dolphin-wise, Kane-wise, what's coming up in the future with the sales department, and some of the talent was there. Except for the problem is that the only guy that could talk for everyone here at WQAM, because everyone's on vacation or out because they had knee surgery, was me. So all the other guys from the other station came up and talked and did their thing and this and that, and I represented our whole station. I hope I did a good job.
I'm sure everybody appreciated the fact the meeting went a little quicker, because it was just one person, right?
If it went a little quicker, I'd be happier today. That thing lasted so long yesterday, it was ridiculous. They could have ordered dinner in last night. So there's all your inside stuff. You don't get that a lot.
It's good. It's good to pull the drapes back of how the radio business works.
We're trying a little bit.
Because let's face it, this building is a dump.
It is a dump.
It's sort of like the Orange Bowl by the end.
Correct.
You know, everybody had these warm, nostalgic moments for the Orange Bowl, but let's face it, that place was a dump.
Like
this building's a dump.
It was nice as we were here, and as we're leaving, we're not going to let, you know, we're not going to be crying on the way out at this point. This place has been around for a long time, this building. Kiss Country has been in this building for a very long time. I believe years and years and years ago, this was the Clear Channel building. So, yeah, there's a lot going on
in this building. People see on TV radio shows, you know, the Dan Patrick show.
There's a reason there's no camera in here.
And there's a nice studio. Thank God. You would have had to spruce up either that or make a fake background to make it really nice here.
Well, you see the pictures we have in the background here, and maybe we'll tweet out a picture or two of what the studio kind of looks like. There is one camera in here because Joe Rose does CBS
Morning.
Well,
like when
Joe
does CBS.
That camera's pointed at him, and right behind me is a 560 banner. Yeah. That's all you see.
That's all you want to see.
That's all you want to see. But I'm going to miss this place a little bit. There's a little vintage feel to this place.
You're
going to
leave a little bit of your soul here, right?
But a little bit of my soul will be left here in this building. And the reason why we open up the show this way today is because there is jack bleep going on in the sports world right now.
Nothing happened with Russell Westbrook overnight.
The only thing that happened last night was your article. Dave Hyde has a column in the Sun Sentinel today. Not to plug his column, but it is. You can go to sunsentinel.com. Or if you're like me,
that's why I'm here.
I'm doing that offbeat if you didn't get it right there. Sunsentinel.com for Dave Hyde's article, his column yesterday. I get the actual regular paper, so I'll be able to see that. And I read it, and it's kind of what we've been talking about all week of the good, the bad, and the ugly of this trade. and maybe why it's taking so long. And then there was other articles written yesterday by NBA insiders saying the Russell Westbrook trade, the only reason why this is taking a little bit longer than any of us thought is because the Heat are reluctant on a couple different things. Before we go to break here, we have a couple minutes before the break. Give a little synopsis of your column, if someone hasn't read it yet, of what you might think is the, not the, I wouldn't say the stop sign in this trade, but maybe the yield sign so far of what's going on and why Russell Westbrook probably isn't in a Heat jersey yet.
He's not. He's 31. His analytics are decreasing, and he's probably has the second toughest contract right now in the NBA to John Wall.
Which we've been rumored to both.
At 34 and 35, you're going to be paying $42 and $47 million to a guy who, again, the team's been built around him for years. He had Paul George on his team the last 2 years. They were knocked out in the first round of the playoffs. He's not all that. He's not Kawhi coming through the door. He's not Anthony Davis coming through the door. You got I am for a trade as long as you understand what you're getting and you understand do not throw your youth. And the Heat, that really, look, the Heat understand. They're, if they want to make this trade for any reason, it would have been done by now.
I agree.
Instead, they're saying, yeah, you want to take some of our bad contracts? We'll give you those, and we'll take your bad contract.
Yeah, I see the rumored players in this trade right now, and it, of course, it's in Dave's article, Dave's column as well. So it would be a perfect scenario if Oklahoma City called up Pat Riley right now at 6:13 in the morning and said, we'll take Justice, we'll take Myers Leonard, we'll take Gorin, we don't need anything else, you can have Russ.
Well, what
is that a perfect scenario for the Heat?
Where else can Russell Westbrook go?
I don't know at this point.
Nowhere.
That's the thing. I don't
Nowhere.
Know.
The Heat are basically competing against themselves at this point, and the question is, do they give in, or when and if does Oklahoma City give in or decide to keep Russell Westbrook? Because Russell Westbrook,
can they keep him at this point?
Sure.
Does Russ want to stay there?
Yeah. No, it'd be a mess. But you know, given their options, I'm sure that's what we're saying. We'll just keep Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, that's. I don't even think that's an option on the table right now. I think he's now. It's being forced. And you're right. The Heat more than likely right now are looking left and right to see who's still in the running for Russell Westbrook. And Pat Riley's looking to the left and seeing Andy Ellisberg and looking to the right and seeing Nick Arison and Mickey Arison and everyone else in the organization. You are negotiating against yourself. That's why I don't care if this takes a little bit longer. I'd love to see Russ today. Like we've said the last 3 days here on the show, have it happen at 6:30. Give us 3.5 hours to chat about it this morning. But at this point, if it takes a little bit longer for the Heat to get equal value in their minds and for us fans, we're not starting the season tomorrow. We still have...
There are people in the Heat saying they do not want to, at any expense, take on a contract of Russell Westbrook for those last 2 years. They would be... You're talking right now, Russell Westbrook is a quarter of the salary cap.
Sure.
And it moves up to the current money. Now, money will move up, of course, but it moves up to more than a third of the salary cap in 4 years. So there's people in the Heat who do not want that contract for anything. And so this is, you know, it's not a slam dunk inside the organization, much less by the time you get to Oklahoma City with what to trade for him.
Yeah, It's interesting because I thought this was a no-brainer. I know the money is the money, and that's obviously the biggest part of this, especially for the Heat.
His game. His game is – you're not talking championship here.
And we're not talking 26-year-old Russell Westbrook or 25-year-old Russell
Westbrook. Where are they without Russell Westbrook in the East right now?
Where are they right now? Okay, the season starts. The teams are where they're put. We know kind of the first three seeds in the East in any given order.
They're probably six.
Realistically, I would say probably.
Where are they with Russell Westbrook?
I think the ceiling for them at that point is probably four, unless there's
an
injury, maybe three.
We're talking about moving two or three spaces for a move that will handcuff you for 4 years. And everybody in fandom in South Florida is jumping up and down and saying, give us Russ. But you see why the Heat haven't just said, yeah, bring Russ through the door at any cost.
They're waiting. They're waiting at this point. They're waiting for the deal that'll be beneficial for them. They're still going to more than likely get Russ, but they want to make sure that they
I'm not saying they're going
to
get Russ.
I think it's a done deal. I think it's done, and I think they're waiting now just to make sure that they don't have to give up Hero and they don't have to give up Bam. I think that they're waiting for the Oklahoma City at this point to say, we'll take that scenario like that you had in your column a little bit, and some of the other NBA guys around the league are writing about, that if Oklahoma City accepted Justice, Myers Leonard, and Goran, which the money matches, and that's what you have to look for here, because you don't have draft picks, you don't have cap space on really either side. The hard cap, we've been talking about it for days, you said it at least 10 times in the last 2 days, that hard cap is really the biggest thing against the Heat right now. You have to go dollar for dollar or within the 5 or 10% range to make it work without going over the hard cap. So I think the Heat are kind of waiting for Oklahoma City to budge on that, but if you've talked to people or you heard from people, there is a reluctancy, and I can understand it with those last 2 years. There is. There's a lot of money. There's $90 million, $92 million owed to that guy, whatever it is, in those last 2 years or whatever, you know, close to.
Well, the
to
first
it.
2 years don't get you a championship.
Probably
not. They don't get you an Eastern Conference victory either,
yes.
Probably. By all,
barring a miracle.
Know, it could
yes.
happen, but yeah. Barring an upset. And the last 2 years could put you in real trouble. And what has everybody been railing about? Oh, Pat Riley has made mistakes with contracts. Well, do you want his last swing to in 3 years? We're saying, wow, they got Russell Westbrook. We've seen him for 2 years.
It's something
they're fourth
you have to
in the
at.
East.
Right.
And so this is a serious, you know, future looking question as much as live in the moment.
Yep. All right. Dave Hyde's in this morning for Joe Rose. The Biff is here as well. You heard the update at 6. We'll have all those glorious updates top of each hour with the Biffmeister there. And also, it's a pretty special day today.
What do we got?
I'm going to let you know about that when we come back after this break.
Radio.com.
Are the ESPYs considered a sporting event?
They're considered a marketing tool.
So there was some
it's a commercial.
There was some sports last night then. The ESPYs were last night. You watch any of it?
No.
Yeah,
No.
Biff comes in here this morning. First thing he says to me is, did you watch any of the ESPYs last night? I'm like, you know what? I was kind of, me and my wife were kind of organizing a little bit last night. The kid fell asleep like near us in the room. So he had to be really quiet because I didn't want to wake him up at that point. And I couldn't really move him at that point because when I tried to, he almost woke up again. So I gave up and said, I'm just going to let him sleep here for a while. And I started to organize a little bit around the room with my wife while he was sleeping on the bed. And I put the ESPYs on just to kind of have it in the background because otherwise there was nothing on it. I think, I don't know if my kid sleeps better with some sort of noise in the background, you know, like not white noise, like where you have like that little, the machine, but something. I left the ESPYs on and he slept right through it. And I saw a couple of the winners, and that was it. But I didn't watch any of it. Normally, I like watching the monologue.
Does anybody watch the ESPYs?
I don't know. We're gonna find out.
You never run into anybody
who says, "Hey,
in
man!"
Fact, the annual talk after the ESPYs is nobody watched the ESPYs.
Nobody watched the ESPYs. Yeah, that's the
question.
But right?
Who won?
But who won? So I have the three big awards of the night were best team, best female athlete, best male athlete. Male was the Greek Freak. Female was Alex Morgan. Best team, can you take a wild guess who the best team was?
Well, yeah, the soccer team. It has to be a curiosity to me when they do that show. First of all, the person has to agree to show up.
Correct.
To win.
Correct.
So the Greek Freak, I have no problem with him, but he must have been the one who accepted the yeah, I'll come.
Yeah, he was there, and you know, he got the award.
You know, why not Tom Brady? Why not Tom Brady? Somehow, I don't think you're getting Tom Brady to the ESPYs. Right?
No, he's somewhere on like an island somewhere with Giselle.
I mean,
sure.
Greek Freak, he didn't win a title. He didn't even win the East.
No.
He had a great regular season.
He won the ESPY and he won the MVP, right? That was his
there
year.
There you go, because he
showed
up.
Two big awards, because he showed up. That's it. So the ESPYs were last night. Now, before the break, I told you today's a special day.
Well, before we get off this topic,
what?
We didn't talk about the most important one. Best play of the year. Come on. It's the one that we were up
the
for.
The Miami
okay.
Miracle.
So give me an update, guy. Did we win an award
I'm
last night?
I'm up right now. The
Wait a minute. So you
right
came
now.
To the table to tease that award that we missed and didn't talk about, and you didn't even have who won the award at the time?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Biff. The art of the radio tease.
The finalist was the Miami Miracle, yes. That the UCLA gymnast finals.
That's right.
And what am I missing here? There was a
I couldn't even tell you.
Oh, Kawhi Leonard shot that bounced 10 times on the rim and went through.
That was a really good play, though.
Yeah.
That had playoff implications, you know, the next round to get.
But the Miami Miracle had draft implications.
Yeah, bad for the Dolphins.
It looked like it'd have Super Bowl implications for the Patriots. Yeah, they lost the home field advantage.
Absolutely.
Well, we lost.
Kawhi win?
No.
So who won?
The UCLA
gymnast. UCLA
gymnast? Yes, gymnast? The UCLA
wow.
gymnast.
In a okay. stunning upset last night at the ESPYs.
Outrage. Can we wow. hear a little outrage, Zach?
Yes. The Miami Miracle. Yeah, I'm outraged because if Jason McCourty or Devin McCourty was playing safety, we would have been picking eighth. Instead of 13th. There's my outrage right there.
I've seen that UCLA. It's pretty neat. Now, is it the play of the year? Absolutely. And a stunning upset.
It is, according to the voters.
Is that how ESPYs are decided by voters?
I still have zero idea.
Okay.
Yeah. I have zero idea how that all works.
It's decided by voters unless the person didn't show up, then ESPN executives will trump
the
voters.
Giannis won the award for our best
Can we get him
athlete.
Here?
Is he going to be able to show up? No. Okay, who was second? Who was second there? He now is our winner. Yeah, I guess you have to have them show up. You can't not have them
it
show up.
It is a TV show, after all.
Yeah, you're right. And Bill Russell got, like, the I think the Arthur Ashe Award last night or one of the big awards that they had last night. And it's always good to see him. And I know that in sports, a lot of the times, we don't, you know, a lot of guys don't embrace the history of the game, whatever sport you play in. Kobe Bryant, I guess, last night was up there, and he kind of introduced Bill. And it was pretty cool to see because Bill Russell, I mean, probably one of the best champions we've ever seen, if not the greatest champion we've ever seen in almost any sport. What did he win? 11 championships as a player and a player coach. So it was cool to see, and he's still kind of around. And a lot of the times, that's the problem too when someone wins one of these awards.
But the Arthur Ashe Award is for courage. Why is Kobe? What has Kobe done socially?
Giving it out?
Okay.
The best thing he's done to probably save face is that $6 million ring that he gave to his wife after everything that went on in Colorado.
I thought it was changing to 24.
Maybe one of the greatest feats he ever had was that last game of his career when literally the entire team on both sides were just watching him shoot and get 60 points.
And retirement's been very nice for him. You know, he's gone around and he has expanded his public image. But
sometimes you have to, especially in that.
Anyways, that's enough of the ESPYs, right?
ESPY talk is done for the day. There you go. You got your ESPYs update. That was sponsored by absolutely nobody because nobody cares. That's the segue we have for that. But I told you it is a special day today. Let's get back to that for a second before we go to break. It is July 11th. It is 7-11. Which means around the world to all the cool people out there. Today's free Slurpee day at 7-Eleven. Now, I heard some blasphemy.
I am not cool. I'm clearly not cool.
We have to relive that moment that we did during the break after I told you what the tease was, that 7-Eleven is giving away free Slurpees today. It's a free small Slurpee from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. And 7-Eleven nationally plans to give out about 9 million free Slurpees to people around the country. I believe it used to be, and Biff told me during the break, you could kind of bring your own cup in. I don't think you can anymore. I think it's just a small cup they give you there. I believe the first year they tried doing this, when they said you could come in and have a free Slurpee and you could bring in your own cup, some dude brought in like a 10-gallon bucket.
Will you be heading to 7-Eleven for a free Slurpee?
I'm probably going to at some point today if I'm near one. I'm not going to go out of my way to get a free small Slurpee that normally costs 99 cents.
The lure of a freebie. Yeah,
but the lure
cents.
Of a freebie, if I see one on the way driving somewhere and I'm not in a rush and my kid's not crying in the car, it's a possibility.
I have never heard of this giveaway, and more than that, I've never had a Slurpee. Let me throw that on the table.
Is the blasphemy that I've heard. Never had a Slurpee?
Never had a Slurpee.
What?
And let me stretch that. I've never had the desire. Just the look of a Slurpee is something that, I'm not interested.
Frozen slushy goodness? You never had any of that?
You live in South Florida. It's like 1,000 degrees outside. That's like the perfect drink to have.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with me. There's obviously, but I look at it, and it just doesn't look appealing to me.
It's just a snow cone. It's like a bigger version of a snow cone.
Yeah, I have snow cones, so yeah, you're
it's,
right.
It's kind of a bigger version of that that you drink
just
with a straw.
Must be a mental tick.
Yeah,
when I see that straw in there, and
I think you need to go today and get yourself a.
No, I'm not.
A free Slurpee.
I think I'm going to hold out. It'll be like Cal Ripken. I don't want to break my streak.
Wow. Okay. I respect that. I'm just kind of I'm confused that in the lifetime that you have lived in this great life, talking about climbing mountains and going to places on vacation, a Slurpee is never.
This might be my maybe it's my great holdout from society.
Wow,
there has to be something you haven't done that everybody has done right yet until it's brought up. Like
yes.
I would never have thought of a Slurpee as my holdout.
No, that's weird.
My beating back the norms of society.
I think I smell a column in the next 6 months.
I don't think so. I think we got a minute of radio out of a Slurpee.
That's it. Wow, okay. If you've never had a Slurpee out there, I'd like to hear from you on the text line as well, 56022 on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall.
Raise your fist and say, we will not be bent to the norm of society.
Are you pro-Slurpee or anti-Slurpee like Dave Hyde? It's kind of anti-American, I believe, at this point.
Plant your feet in the ground.
Dave Hyde is taking a stand this morning.
No Slurpee zone.
No Russell Westbrook. No Slurpee.
Well, I've left the crack of the door open for Russell Westbrook.
I know.
Depending on the terms. But I'm just not. Like you were waving the flag and saying, bring on Russ.
I'm still all in. My chips are in the middle of the table. I am waiting now for a Woj bomb. I'm waiting now for a Bobby Marks bomb or a Shams bomb or something like that because I want to see it. I want to just see it happen at this point. I'm reading articles, and Kurt Heelan, who does ProBasketballTalk.com, one of his articles, I believe, came out. Let me see. I think it was overnight. It was 10 o'clock last night. Report, people around NBA consider it done. Thunder will trade Russell Westbrook to Heat. They're just waiting now for.
Is that a report? People around the NBA consider it done? I mean, how does that qualify?
Inevitability.
As somebody who works in the news business,
yes.
People sitting around the NBA think, yeah, I think it's going to get done. That's a report?
That is a report.
That says nothing.
This is me reporting this.
That's sort of like everybody, the report NBA people are saying Kawhi Leonard's going to the Lakers.
Yes.
Okay, all right, but that's not really a report.
Well, don't take
shots
at Chris Broussard like that.
Oh, well. Chris Broussard's having a rough week, a rough year, a couple of years. It says report.
But that's not a report, is it?
I think it's
He's
more
He's sitting
of,
around talking to NBA people yeah. who think, well, it sounds like Westbrook's really going to the Heat. That's not a report in my news experience and background idea of reports. A report is, I'm reporting what Russell Westbrook will be traded to the Heat.
Yes.
Instead, it's NBA people consider Russell Westbrook going to the Heat.
The big word in there that it took me a second to read. Yes, it took me a second to
That's
read that.
That's an odd
word.
Report.
It's an odd report, but it's a report. The best is the last line in the little report that's out there. While nothing is certain,
there you
we
go.
Should probably treat Westbrook to the Heat as at least a likelihood. That's probably one of the weirdest sentences
wow.
I've ever
wow.
read.
Wow, that sort of gives the idea report that Russell Westbrook will be traded to the Heat, according to NBA insiders or whatever. Read that again. Read that first line again.
Let's see. I have to go back to it because I've already left it. It says, report, people around NBA consider it inevitability. Thunder will trade Russell Westbrook to the Heat, and it ends with, while nothing is certain, we should probably treat Westbrook to the Heat as at least a likelihood.
At least a likelihood.
This is the greatest.
that is really covering your bases there.
Wow.
That sounds like when you're trying to define your relationship with your girlfriend right there.
Yes.
It's not 100% certain, but it is. But
yeah.
It's
about... Like a relationship status on Facebook. Complicated. That's what this article is. Complicated. And I got some texts coming in. We'll read them in the next segment. We also just got a tweet. I'm with Dave Hyde. I'm in my 70s. Been here 55 years and have never had a Slurpee. Have never been tempted to.
You the man. Yeah. See, there are people like us out there.
Very few of you.
I'm very... very proud to be in this small contingent.
All right, we're going to read some text messages coming up. You thought we were only going to get a minute out of Slurpee Talk. Boy, were you wrong, Dave Hyde. We're coming back. More Slurpee Talk.
Radio.com. Radio.com. baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby.
Funk Dog exclusive.
Hey, baby. Hey, baby.
All right, good morning, South Florida. Joe Rose Show minus Joe Rose. Dave Hyde back in with me today. Day four for Dave Hyde. Normally, by day three or day four, the slumping happens in the chair, the extra caffeine, or something happens in the cup. You're doing a pretty good job. I'm giving you some credit here, Dave.
There is something going on in the cup there. It's not a Slurpee.
It's not a Slurpee.
It is a big, fat Cuban coffee.
That's
before
okay.
I get here.
And you know what? You learn your body and your mind while doing the morning show, and not just the one-day fill-in. It's not
Friday. I'm losing. I feel those brain cells just sifting. When I walk out of here, I have a pounding headache.
Yes,
and
correct.
It's amazing that you do this for a living.
Yep, correct. Wait till I'll tell you when the best feeling of the week is going to be. It's going to be when we start that 9:35, 9:40 segment Friday. After we had Mike Florio on, more than likely, and you look yourself and say, I just completed 5 days of this in a row, not just 5 days in the month of July. You went Monday through Friday, and you did it. And to be honest, you did it during a dead week of sports. This is not week seven of the NFL season that Joe Rose has taken off, and you're in here, and we're talking about what just happened with the Dolphins or the Canes taking on Virginia Tech and what happened on Monday Night Football. We have talked about the ESPYs, Slurpees, the possibility of Russell Westbrook coming down here for 4 days, and yesterday, Heath Evans, the strength and conditioning thing he's putting on in West Palm Beach.
This is radio SEAL training, isn't
yes.
it? Yeah, I feel like I'm going through about the pull-up stage or the mud run or something, whatever they do.
Yes, that's it. You have... I will say this. We are Thursday morning at 6:45. I'm giving you a passing grade.
I could collapse at any moment, Zach.
Doesn't matter. You almost did four straight days.
The Slurpee might throw me over the top, though.
I'm
Slurpee
glad you
talk.
Brought that back you up, because I need to go back to the text line and read you a couple texts and read the people a couple texts. 560-22, the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. Here it comes in. Zach, never trust anyone who hasn't had a Slurpee. Watch your back. You should be escorted out of the building immediately. I believe the he is you.
It's a line of demarcation of trust or not trust, right? Yeah. Is that evidently? I didn't realize any of this.
I cannot trust you, nor can this guy, because you've never had a Slurpee.
I walk in and you see that machine, and I'm not a health freak at all.
Does it scare you, the machine?
It's what was the movie where the big was it Ghostbusters or the big.
The Stay Puff Marshmallow
Stay
Man?
Stay Puff Marshmallow Man. There we go. Something about, there's a Slurpee Man somewhere hiding behind those machines waiting to come out and attack you.
That's it. Actually, the guy who said that you can't be trusted just texted and said, that headache that you have at the end of each day, a Slurpee will help that. Well done, Texter. You've now become my favorite Texter of the day. Someone said Slurpee and vodka. Try it. You'll love Slurpees.
Well, you've done that.
I have done that. In college, we had a guy who owned a little convenience store near my apartment who didn't have the Slurpee machine, because the Slurpee is actually a 7-Eleven exclusive. They're called Icy's and stuff like that everywhere else. He had me and my roommate go pick up his new Slurpee machine, blue raspberry and cherry Slurpees. And when we got up to the counter, he poured us about two shots in each one. If you're going to have a Slurpee, that's probably the best way to have it. I do not condone underage drinking. I do not condone drinking and driving. You shouldn't do either. But if you're going to have a Slurpee.
What about Slurpee and driving?
Slurpee, no vodka in driving, not a bad thing. Slurpee with vodka inside of it, rum or tequila or something, no driving.
We do not advise that here at WQ.
We do not condone that,
associates.
Nor for any of that. Never had a Slurpee. Dave Hyde was neglected as a child. Dave, were you neglected as a child?
Unfortunately for my radio career, I had the most common childhood. Two good parents, grew up in the Midwest.
Nothing wrong with
that. I have nothing
this.
To sell. I have nothing to sell. You know, like Trace Armstrong used to talk, you know, he's grew up the same environment, and he used to say, I have none of the advantages of disadvantages. I can't bring anything to my radio career. I can't even bring a Slurpee, you know?
Come on, guys. You don't like the ESPYs. You don't like Slurpees. Pick up your game. Sir, I like Slurpees.
And yeah, you're all over Slurpees.
I did give the ESPYs
a
little
bit
of time.
You might go during a break and get a Slurpee. It's
if
like Slurpee Icy.
Close.
Slurpee Icy. I've never really understood the competing difference here. Is it
just the name? It's like a Whopper or a Big Mac. You know, it's like two burger places putting.
You got to break it down, though. You got to have one or the other. Isn't one better? Like some people say the Big Mac, and some people say
yeah.
Coke, some say Pepsi.
I guess the Slurpee is the original. So, like, you might go with the original over someone who's just selling an icy. But you know, that's it. I'm 65 years old, not me, but the texter.
Wait a second. I am reading because I'm doing my homework on the Slurpee.
Okay.
In 1965, 7-Eleven licensed the icy machine from Kendlick and rebranded the drink as Slurpee.
Okay.
So Icy was the original brand. Okay, just to give a little historical.
And they took it and made it a Slurpee.
And made it a Slurpee.
Okay. If you're going to do it and you're going to have that, you might as well. You might as well call it your own thing. So this texter texted, and I'm 65 years old. I remember having a Slurpee when I was a kid. So we're talking 60 years ago, the Slurpee.
I didn't know it was around that long.
Yeah,
I considered a invention of probably somewhere around the 1970s, but I've been wronged. 65, it was out there, and evidently beforehand.
Yeah, someone said, that's right, you're wrong, Zach. Icy's were first. Okay, we just got that. Thank you. Grew up in the Midwest. That explains it all. Okay. Explains what? They've never had a Slurpee?
So would you go to 7-Eleven? Here's really the battle line. Do you go to 7-Eleven to get a Slurpee, or when you're in 7-Eleven, you say, oh, I'll get a Slurpee?
I think that if you go to a 7-Eleven, you just filled up gas, you walk inside, the Slurpee machine's there, you might have a little itch for something to drink, you get a Slurpee. I don't think it's kind of, hey, you're sitting in your house, and you go, you know what we're in the mood for right now, all of us? Let's go get a Slurpee.
Let's go get some ice cream.
I don't think it's like that. Today, different story maybe. If you're driving by one and you don't really want one, and you know it might be free for a little while, you might go in there and get that free thing. Everyone loves free stuff. In a town with this much hot-as-all-get-out weather, it's absolutely blasphemous never to have a Slurpee, Dave Hyde.
I love that I am blasphemous. You know, there's something in my life that's blasphemous. I like that.
You're right again, Dave. It would change from Icy's. The Slurpee is sometimes in the 70s. That's what it made to the 7-Eleven. Yeah, we just got the history on that. I never thought that we'd be talking about the history of Slurpees today. Not on my notes.
We're pulling out all the stops here, Zach.
It is Thursday.
And I wish I could say, yeah, boy, I'm shamed into going and trying a Slurpee, but this makes me even more defiant against the social norms of drinking Slurpees.
Yes. You should try a Slurpee at some point in your life before it's all said and done, before you get to the last chapter of the book on Dave Hyde.
No, I think the final book will say he didn't drink a Slurpee.
And he never drank a Slurpee.
Or an Icy, parentheses.
Or an Icy, or anything that looked like that.
I like snow cones, though.
You like snow cones, but you won't have a Slurpee? Yeah, I mean, it's very close to being the same thing.
It probably is.
Someone just texted in, who the bleep hasn't had a bleeping Slurpee? Thank you for the bleep.
It's kind of weird. It isn't like I shaped my whole life to never have a Slurpee. It's just come out that way sometimes, you know?
I'm 62. I remember the Icy. I was a little dumbfounded when I went into a 7-Eleven. It was called Slurpee. Slurpee brain freezes suck. At least you don't have to ever have that.
I don't think any brain freeze is good.
Here's another thing. I don't get brain freezes. I do, however, get like my throat can get frozen.
Oh.
But I've never understood the concept of a brain freeze. I've never got it. So maybe I'd be the ultimate Slurpee drinker. You know, I could just suck it right down.
That's it. You don't get a brain freeze. That is kind of amazing. That is kind of amazing. All right, Slurpee Talk has now dominated the 6 o'clock hour, and we'll get into more of that coming up. We have a lot of text messages coming in about Slurpees. I did not see this coming from a mile away, all the Slurpee Talk
today.
You hit
the hot topic.
I got it. I did it. You got to find it sometimes in sports radio. I have found it. You're welcome, people.
And the nutritional value of this talk is about the same as a Slurpee.
I can't even imagine the amount of bad that goes into a Slurpee. I don't even want to know at this point.
And the whole bacterial question of the machine and the people touching it and et cetera.
Sometimes you have to go in there, fill that Slurpee cup up, and not think about all the bad stuff. That's Dave Hyde.
Be bold.
Yeah, you just got to just do it. Take a chance, Dave Hyde. That is Dave Hyde. I am Zach Krantz. The Biff coming up with one of his world-famous updates. This should be interesting, as it always is at the top of the hour. We'll take a break. We'll come back. More Russell Westbrook and Slurpee talk in the 7 o'clock hour.
Radio.com. Radio.com. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.